We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code PACKADAY for a $100 deposit match.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
What's up, Packers fans, and welcome back to another episode of the Daily Draft. I'm your host, Ross Uglum, and as you can tell, still kind of fighting it, but it's important that we get this stuff to you every single day. Otherwise, it wouldn't be the Daily Draft. Today we are taking on one of the winners from the poll where, you know, I kind of made my own choice of 42 or 43 guys that we were going to talk about and then allowed you guys, the fans, to pick another 13 or 14. And one of them was North Carolina linebacker Cedric Gray. Gray is an interesting fit in that he is, to me, one of the top linebackers in this class for a team. Excuse me, for a team in Green Bay that is clearly in need of linebackers. There's no way around that. Quay Walker has disappointed thus far. Isaiah McDuffie's still just kind of a six-round pick. Welch and Wilson are, you know, what most people would equate to special teams bodies, and then they just released Devondre Campbell. So the Packers need linebackers. They haven't done anything of any note in free agency to that end, and Gray is one of the better guys in the class, so we're going to talk about him. Pros, he's a super athlete, runs fast, and he's big enough. Can look at some of, you know, I mean, that 67th percentile 40-yard dash at 4.64, it's not insane, but as 67th percent will tell you, it's better than two-thirds of the linebackers out there. So, I mean, he runs well. His long arms, which was like, I was actually surprised when he ended up being 6'1.5", because when you look at him on film, you'd swear to God he was 6'3", just because of his length. And that is an arm length thing, which is fine. But again, his height is fine. His size is fine. He's 6'1.5", 234, with really, really long arms. He is totally fine. That wingspan makes up for the fact that he's not 6'3", in my opinion. He plays with super excellent pad level, and I think sometimes that's one of the good parts about being 6'1.5". It's easier to play with excellent pad level when you're 6'1.5" than it is when you're 6'3.5". You have natural leverage. I'm not saying short linebackers are better. That's not what I'm saying, but it's something I feel like he kind of uses to it as to his advantage is he does play with really good pad level. He's got sideline to sideline range. You see him chasing outside runs, screens, things of that nature. Really impressive lateral athlete. Really like watching him play football. Good zone eyes and feel. And that's something that the Packers struggled with a ton. That's something that the Packers struggled with a ton last year. I didn't think Quay or Devondre Campbell or Keyshawn Nixon, for that matter, had a great understanding of what they were doing on the interior of Green Bay's pass defense. And I think you just saw too many people get turned loose. And it was problematic. This is a kid that I think can help fix that. Of course, in conjunction with the fact that they're going to get a more competent defensive coordinator in there in Jeff Hafley. But I felt like his eyes in zone and his feel for, you know, hook curl, flats, things he was asked to do within cover three, within cover four. I thought that that was impressive. And I know that, you know, people are going, well, Hafley wants to play man. Even the highest percentage of man in the NFL is still going to probably be more than 51% zone. You know, the zone, the league right now is probably like 80-20 zone man. So even if you're going to play the highest percentage of man in the whole league, you're still, and at linebacker, frankly, you're still going to be doing a lot of spying. You're going to be doing a lot of robbing. You know, it's not at linebacker. If just because the call is cover one, it doesn't mean that you yourself are not spying, blitzing, or robbing. You might be head up on a tight end. You might be head up on a back, but you also might not. Moves quickly in the short area. I thought that, you know, his wiggle exists, right? Not a linear athlete. I think two shows in a row we've talked about kind of linear athletes. I don't see that in Cedric Gray. I mentioned lateral movement skills, sideline to sideline. I think we, for whatever reason, which I guess has some level of concern, we don't have confirmed agilities for Cedric Gray. Oh, we do. So his three-cone drill was fine, and his short shuttle was poor. Interesting. Okay. Well, that's 7.19 three-cone, though. There's nothing wrong with that. Interesting. Interesting, interesting. Okay. Very experienced player. More than 2,500 snaps over the course of the last 3 years. But as just a fourth-year senior. So that's a positive because he's not overaged, but he's played a ton of football. Very highly graded coverage linebacker by PFF College. You know, I could go into for the thousandth time. All that says to me, guys, is consistency. If you have a super high coverage grade from PFF, somebody's grading that in and out every single play, it just means you're doing your job a lot. Doesn't necessarily mean splash plays. It just means we watched 65 plays, and on 61 of them, he was where he was supposed to be. I'm making those numbers up, but I mean, that's kind of the vibe that I'm trying to get across to you guys. Effective pass rusher when he was asked to do it. Really, I mean, I was looking at, let me pull up really quick the pressure numbers because I thought they were impressive, and it's not something that he was asked to do a ton. As I mentioned, Gray was a good coverage linebacker, so not a guy, and they were really a four down front, so it's not like they were doing a ton of like diverse 3-4 odd front stuff. I mean, they were basically running a 4-3 or a 4-2-5, and Gray was one of the off ball linebackers. But 21 pressures last year. He only pass rushed 100 times. In fact, both of the last 2 years, he only pass rushed 100 times. And you pair that with 443 coverage downs 2 years ago and 379 coverage downs last year. He's basically 4-1 cover to blitz. So not something, but I mean, like I said, 21 pressures out of 100 pass rush snaps. 5 sacks, 7 hits, 9 hurries. That's impressive. for a guy that they're just not asking to do it that often. I thought it was impressive. Ball production, really high level. And that's something that's been missing from Green Bay from a long time from a linebacker perspective.
Football season is over. College basketball season is over. The NBA and NHL regular seasons are almost over. But guess what? We are still in a wonderful sports time of year with the start of a new baseball season already kicked off and NHL and NBA playoffs right around the corner. And what better way to get hyped for playoff hoops in hockey than by signing up for Prize Picks and getting in on the excitement with America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks is the place where you can use your knowledge to take $10 and turn it into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and Major League Baseball entries today. That's 100 times your money with as few as 4 correct picks. And here's something I haven't even mentioned yet. You can play against some of Prize Picks' favorite players like Meek Mill or Sugar Shane O'Malley. Just go to Community Plays under the Promos tab to view entries from some of the biggest names in the Prize Picks community. And one of my favorite aspects of Prize Picks too is injury insurance. Your entries will stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For example, let's say you have a basketball player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second half. That player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry still stays alive. This week, I'm going NBA heavy. I'm looking for a Bucks bounce back with Giannis, a fiery Kevin Durant to end the season, and Luka Doncic going scorched earth as they try to secure a better seed. Listen, I'm having a blast with Prize Picks, and you should be too. So download the app today and use code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. That's Prize Picks app using code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
5 picks, 13 pass breakups, 5 fumble recoveries, 5 fumbles forced. That ball production is not anywhere on the second level of Green Bay's defense. Anywhere. Okay. Cons. Not a particularly instinctual run defender. That will frustrate people. Unlikely to be able to take on blocks at the NFL level in the run game. He will have to make blockers miss or go around them. That will frustrate people. Play strength is lacking. That is apparent to me. He may be a pass down specialist, which is the most important thing, right? You know, pass downs are more important, but what value does that have? Especially for a team that desperately needs linebackers now, what value does a Cedric Gray, who I'm not comfortable on rundowns using right now, what value does he have when I need a starting mic? Worth a conversation. I think he's quite a bit better as a zone coverage pass defender than a man coverage pass defender. I don't think he's all that great at manning up tight ends and or covering running backs in a cover one, cover zero situation. Choice routes, option routes, arrow, whip, things of that nature. I think he's a good coverage linebacker. I think that comes more from zone than it does man looks. Then I will just say, 57 missed tackles in the last 3 years is too many. It is. It's just too many. I have nothing else to say other than 57 missed tackles in 3 seasons is too many. Packers fit. Interesting. Is his best position the position that they are going to use Quay in? And I saw somebody say, like, well, Quay is a sunk cost. Okay. I don't know the Packers feel that way. And frankly, I can pretty much guarantee you they don't feel like that way for this season. I think the discussion was actually about Edger and Cooper. I said Edge, Cooper, and Quay kind of play the same spot. Well, who cares? Cooper's a better prospect than Edge, and it doesn't matter. Well, it does matter. Because right now, they're not going to cut Quay. They don't have anybody to replace him. And you're still trying to be good this year. And sure, drafting a guy like Edge Cooper allows you to move on from Quay. They're not going to do that right away. And I'm not saying you pass up anybody because they're a will and you're going to play Quay at will. But there has to be some thought process, some aspect put into the idea that the linebacker Green Bay takes, or Quay is going to play this year. They didn't take him off the field basically year one or year two. I don't think they're going to take him off the field in year three. So there has to be some thought process put towards how does a linebacker that Green Bay is going to take when Quay has 2 years left on his deal play with Quay? Even if you're saying we whiffed the Quay pick, even if you're saying, and I do, I like Cedric Gray more than I liked Quay as a prospect. I like Edger and Cooper more than I liked Quay as a prospect. Guys, I did not have Quay in my top 100. And that's not, oh, I'm so smart. Look, Quay, he stunk. None of that crap matters. What matters is I don't think the Packers are moving on from him in any meaningful way going into next season. From everything that I've watched, they're going to play him on every down. So there has to be some thought put into how do you play with Quay. With McDuffie, do they really need another undersized linebacker? Do they need another 6'1 and some change linebacker type? I don't know. But I will say he's probably their best pass defending linebacker from both a coverage and a pass rush standpoint the day he walks into the building. I do think taking Cedric Gray would make them a better team, and that's ultimately what matters. Overall grade, set as a round three grade for me, he is my 72nd overall player, and in my opinion, he is on a shelf by himself. What does that mean? He is not in the Peyton Wilson, Edge Cooper, Junior Colson group, but he's also comfortably ahead of the Luafu, Eichenberg, Olafoshoyo, and Trotter Jr. group. Like, he's by himself. He is linebacker 4, and the gap between linebacker 3 is up here, and linebacker 5 is down here. For me. All right, guys. This will be the last video I record today. Hopefully the next time you hear a player prospect primer, I sound 1,000 times better. Buy the Green Bay Draft Guide powered by Pack Report. Come to the live show at Badger State Brewing. Do everything you're supposed to do here on the Pack a Day podcast YouTube feed. Like, subscribe, click the bell, get the notifications so that you get every bit of Packers content that you require on a daily basis. Have a great rest of your day, everybody. Go Pack, go.